Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Mark.
This is Carrie.
All right. Today, we're going to be starting something a little bit different. So, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but Spotify is changing the way they handle podcasts. Currently, we record a couple of different stems or tracks, and then we upload them individually, and we put the song right in the middle of those so that you guys can hear it in the middle of our conversation. We'll not be able to do that any longer. They are no longer doing talk and music podcasts. So we're going to change this up a little bit. We're going to do the entire conversation about the song, and then we're going to point you to the song that you can listen to really anywhere, but we'll link to Spotify. So that's the first change. The second change is you'll now be able to find us on all of the podcast networks. That means Apple. Obviously, you can still find us on Spotify. You can find us on Overcast, iHeartRadio, all of those big channels now we will now be available on. So anyway, a little bit of a change. We'll, if you have any questions about that, please write in. But from now on, go out to tunesuncovered.com and you'll see the videos and you'll have a pointer to the music that we're going to talk about. And today's music is, Carrie?
Today we get a song by John Gordon Langsdorff Jr. And you probably don't know one
heard
is
of that,
that
guy. I don't know who
you
that is.
Heard of him. I hadn't either. It's actually Johnny Lang. American blues, gospel, rock singer, songwriter, guitarist. And the song today is the title track from his second album, Lie to Me. And it's actually his major label debut.
Right.
I think he put one out on his own. Now, when you do get to listen to this, it's going to blow your mind because this dude is 15 years old.
Yes, he is.
And he's singing with probably one of the best blues voices I think I've ever heard.
Yeah, growly.
And
got a little,
and he can play the guitar.
Yes,
so, I mean, he's the full Monty.
Yeah.
This song, again, is off the Lie to Me album from 1997. And it's just your basic blues song. This is one of a few on that album that he didn't write. You know, he made a comment I read that they were asking about, well, what do you feel when you sing these songs? He goes, well, I mean, I'm only 15
I'm
years
a
old.
Teenager,
I don't
yeah.
have a whole lot of experiences yet. So,
yeah, right.
But he has since become a very good writer as well.
Yeah. He's been around a while, too,
yes,
now, if
he
you
has.
Think about it. He was very young when he started.
Well, if you look at the video, and Mark will try to link to this, mm-hmm. he's really young.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to it without looking at him first, and then go look at him, and you're going to say, that's not what I thought.
Can't be the same person.
No.
Yeah.
Johnny had five albums that were in the top 50 of the Billboard 200 album chart. It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. This song, Lie to Me, off the album Lie to Me, wasn't released as a single. So you had to buy the album. Now, the album did pretty well. I think it got to 44 in the Billboard 200 hot album count.
Presentable
but,
for a blues album.
Yeah, and I'm sure this got some radio play somewhere on some rock stations and some blues stations and so on. But just a really good sounding song. It's got a little clavinet in it, mm-hmm. which gives a little funky feel
right.
to it.
Yeah.
And it
Stevie
works
Wonder.
Perfect with the song. In fact, one of the guys, the two brothers wrote the song. Their last name is McCabe. It's Bruce McCabe, and I forgot the other guy's name. But he Bruce plays piano, clavinet, and backing vocals on this song. So he actually got and he actually ended up touring with Johnny as part of his band right after this started. You know, he's from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Minnesota.
Yeah, and has had quite the blues career. He's played with everybody. I mean, he's played with Buddy Guy. He's played with the Stones. He's played with Beth Hart, Aerosmith, B.B. King, Blues Traveler, Jeff Beck, Sting, just to mention some.
Yeah.
Also, he had a gig at the White House during Clinton's administration to play there. He played at Jesse Ventura, the former wrestler who became the governor, his inauguration, so he had both sides of the aisle covered on President, Democrat, Ventura, Republican. He also makes a brief cameo, I guess you'd call it, appearance in Blues Brothers 2000. He's a janitor. And then
not a guitar player.
But no, and he's a janitor. In 2004, Eric Clapton asked him to play at the Crossroads Guitar Festival to raise money for the Crossroads Center. And he's just an interesting fellow. I saw him at Memphis in May 1 year.
Okay, yeah.
You know, they don't play a full concert
because
there's too many other groups ready to go.
Right.
But that 40 minutes or whatever he played, it was phenomenal.
He came out, if I remember my timing right, he came out about the same time as Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Derek Trucks, maybe, too.
A little bit, and Joe Bonamassa.
Yes.
They all hit, I think, all within about the same amount of time. So when I think of him, a lot of times I'm listening to like, wait a minute, is that Johnny Lang? Early on, now you can obviously, they all have their own sound. You can hear them, you know, exactly what they sound like. But, and you know, I don't know if you know the Memphis connection to this or not, but back in the early 90s, I talked about it before, worked at Strings and Things, and we used to have kids, people come in through there all the time. And he came in, Kenny Wayne Shepherd came in separately, obviously, probably months and months, maybe even years apart. And it's always, wait a minute, should I give that expensive guitar to that 14-year-old over there? Him, and I tell you who else used to do that, Eric Gales. Because when Eric Gales got started, he was also like 14 or 15 years old. Probably started a long time before that, but good enough to where you'd hand him a guitar in there and step back and everybody be like, oh, I don't know about this, until they start playing.
Right.
And you're like, oh my gosh, that guy's good. So there's a little bit of a Memphis connection. But
and you mentioned Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Derek Trucks. He was signed, his first major label was A&M Records, who had recently signed at least two other, Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Derek Trucks. They're both on the same label as Johnny Lang was. So
A&M has had a great stable of artists. One of our next podcasts is also another A&M Records person. So, yeah, I've always liked his, you know, he's different than Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Now I've seen he's actually starting to sing some of his own songs, too. I know Johnny sings his.
Yes.
But yeah, just always been a solid guitar player. Production's good as always, and his live act is amazing.
It's pretty good. I mean, I think Joe Bonamassa's is phenomenal.
Yeah, he's got to be number one.
But
right now.
Johnny was right there with him. At least I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I think if Johnny had a couple more, you know, radio hits, and that's weird to say in this day and age that radio is any big, but. Yeah, I think a couple of more songs, you know, Bonamassa had, you know, New Day Yesterday, and then obviously he's been doing a lot, and then Kenny Wayne Shepherd had Blue on Black and some other songs that hit really big, and that he's been riding that for a while. Now, his new albums are excellent as well, but yeah, it just,
Johnny's
one
had
more
some
big
health
one.
Issues. We'll talk about later in this podcast, but.
Yeah.
And that probably took away, I mean, because this has been an ongoing thing for several years. So while Joe and Kenny Wayne are still out there plugging and playing and stuff, he's not.
So, who's on this album? Do we have?
We do. So obviously Johnny Lang is vocals and lead guitar. I already mentioned Bruce McCabe on piano, clarinet, backing vocals. Becca Bramlett on backing vocals.
Yeah.
Billy Franz, rhythm guitar. Dennis Morgan, acoustic guitar. Doug Bartonfield, rhythm guitar. Ron Stupka is drummer. And David Smith is bass. Now, you said when you heard Becca Bramlett.
Yeah, and Dave Smith, because there is a Dave Smith, Davey Smith, that plays in Memphis a lot. I don't know.
This is David. So.
Okay, yeah.
But Becca is pretty interesting herself.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take a second here to talk about her. If you remember the song I've Got a Never Ending.
Yeah. Yep.
That was by Delaney and Bonnie.
Yep.
That's her mom and dad.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool in itself.
Who else was in Delaney and Bonnie?
Don't know that one.
I want to say Mr. Eric Clapton might have played with them for a little while.
She did sing with them a little bit as a kid.
Yeah.
But the people that she's sung with...
Yeah,
it's the who's who of all.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to rattle off a few. She was in the band The Zoo.
Okay.
She was in Fleetwood Mac for a year.
I remember that.
And a few other things. But here's just a handful of people she's sung backing vocals with. Belinda Carlisle, Richie Sambora, Joe Cocker, Vince Gill, Bad Company, Delbert McClinton, Kenny Rogers, Billy Joel, Buddy Guy, Travis Tritt, Faith Hill, Rita Coolidge, Leanne Womack, Steve Warner, Jewel, Dwight Yoakam, Hal Ketchum, T. Graham Brown, Brooks and Dunn, and I can go on and on. Yeah, wow. I mean, it's...
That's amazing. I think, and I'll have to go back in and look, I'm going to tell the story anyway. Suzanne and I, my wife, just got back from Nashville 6-8 weeks ago seeing the band Mr. Big, which yes. You guys, we've done podcasts on them, and Eric Martin. Their opening act was the Smithereens.
Okay.
I'm almost positive, and I missed a little bit of the introduction, that she came out and did a song with them.
Oh, she may have.
Yeah. That's so, I mean, she, there's just another you know, situation where she was with another band.
I tell you, on this song, you'll hear her. It's not, she's not hiding in the background.
Right.
And she adds just another fantastic layer to this song.
Yeah.
So when you listen to it, you know, I don't think she starts until like the chorus or maybe even the second chorus.
Yeah.
And she's doing a lot of echoing type singing, but it's pretty strong. It's reminiscent of Pink Floyd and...
Oh yeah,
Great Gig in the Sky or whatever. It's crazy. It does sound good though.
Yeah, and so you mentioned earlier that he's had a few health challenges.
Yeah, and it started before 21. He was having issues with his vocal cords and stuff, and he would had to lay out, and then he was back, and then he was out, and he's back. But in 2021, his website released the following statement. Over the course of the past year, medical challenges with his voice have not improved. There is hope for a natural recovery at some point in the future, but until progress is witnessed, no future plans will be initiated. So that's 21.
Okay.
I think it started in 19 or 20.
Yeah.
You know, 20 was a bad year for everyone.
Has he done anything since then?
No.
No, he's done.
No.
For a while.
He's okay. He may be done forever.
Wow.
And that's what I was talking about. He hasn't had the benefit of a Derek Trucks or Kenny Wayne Shepherd or a Joe Bonamassa to keep relevant and keep playing and keep doing shows and putting a new album out and stuff like that. Now, he did become a Christian shortly after his Lie to Me album.
Mm-hmm.
He made comments that he kind of formerly hated Christianity and despised all things of God, but now he wants to tell others about Jesus' love. So his album Turn Around is pretty much gospel. Yeah, okay. It's pretty much a gospel album.
He should take a page out of Kenny Wayne Shepherd and get a singer.
Yeah, maybe.
Noah Hunt does a lot of things with Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and he's got one of the best blues voices around as well. So
yeah, his last album was 2017. So that's been a while.
Seven years.
Yeah,
he can come back.
He can
do it.
One other interesting note: he married, and I didn't ever watch this show, but I've heard of it. He married the former Kids Incorporated cast member Haley Johnson.
Okay.
And which makes him the brother-in-law of Ashley Johnson. I'm not 100% sure who Ashley is.
Yeah.
But they had the same birthday, which I thought was pretty cool. And although she's 1 year older, they live in Los Angeles and have five chillin'.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. So
that's funny because Kenny Wayne Shepherd, you know, he's married to? He's married to Mel Gibson's daughter. So
wow.
I guess that's just go find you an actress or a person's daughter and marry. Yeah, that's very cool. I've always liked him. Anytime his songs come on the radio, I'm going to listen. I think they're like I said earlier, they're well done and a little bit of a different take on blues, but he does a very good job of it.
Yeah, I mentioned that this song was written by Bruce McCabe, who played keyboards on this and clavinet, and his brother David McCabe. And then they later toured with Johnny on his tour. Lie to Me is really just, it's got a very catchy, scratching type lead in, and then it goes into full blown blues. Now, you know, if it's blues, something's wrong somewhere.
Yeah, sure.
And this one, you can probably figure this out on your own. Lie to Me. He's so distraught over his crumbling relationship that he's got going on that he's telling his girl to, hey, lie to me so I can believe everything's like it was before.
Yeah,
so
tell me what's really going
and
on.
And it's pretty clever in the way it's delivered and everything, but it's a great, if you're looking to intro into blues, I mean, this would be an easy on-ramp.
Yeah, I agree. This is a good one. I like Oh, Johnny Lang, or as you called him earlier.
Yeah, John, what was that? What did I say? John Gordon Langseth Jr.?
Yeah, I think he went right with the Johnny Lang thing.
See, I've heard of the John Gordon Langseth Sr., I just never heard of the Jr.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. All right, I hope you've enjoyed this one, another good blues tune. Remember to go out to tunesuncovered.com and follow us out there and on Facebook as well. Listen to us on all of those channels. You'll start to see us show up there. So subscribe on those if you don't mind. It lets us know who's listening. And we really appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thanks.